Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Severe weather in Little Rock, Arkansas.
It was terrifying.
It was just something I never experienced before.
Indicted former president to be arraigned Tuesday.
Former President Trump could face more than 30 counts.
Funerals begin for Nashville school shooting victims.
A steady stream of mourners wore pink and other bright colors.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Severe weather in Arkansas this afternoon. A tornado has plowed through the Little Rock area. Widespread damage reported. This man wrote it out.
Went in the bathroom, closed the door, and all of a sudden it was just like so much wind everywhere. It felt like kind of like the house was shaking and things were kind of like being thrown against it.
Two hospitals in Little Rock report a total of 21 injuries, five critical. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed an executive order declaring that a state of emergency exists in the state of Arkansas due to today's severe weather, which stretches up to eastern Iowa, where the National Weather Service says there's also been a tornado. 1 week ago, 22 people died when a tornado-producing storm swept through Mississippi and Alabama. President Biden has checked out the damage from an EF4 twister in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, and tells residents...
We're determined that we're going to leave nothing behind. We're going to get it done for you. That's why I'm here, why your Congress here, why the governor is here. We're focused on now on making sure you've got the place to sleep, food to eat, helping you rebuild your lives.
We're learning more about the number of charges former President Trump is facing after a grand jury indicted him in Manhattan yesterday. The latest from CBS's Robert Costa.
Sources tell CBS News former President Trump will likely arrive in New York on Monday, ahead of an arraignment on Tuesday in Manhattan Criminal Court, where sources say he could face more than 30 counts and scrutiny of alleged hush money payments during the 2016 campaign. Trump's lawyers say he would not accept a plea deal and has done nothing wrong.
When Trump surrenders, the former president is not expected to be placed in handcuffs. The first of several funerals is held after Monday's mass school shooting in Nashville. CBS's Mark Strassman with more on Evelyn Dickhouse.
Her family described the 9-year-old, one of three children killed in the Nashville school shooting, as a constant beacon of joy.
She had a tremendous impact on other people, and so now it's our job to take her light and to spread it.
Family and friends of Cynthia Peake, the substitute teacher killed Monday, remember her now as faithful and selfless. Community members joined her husband for a sunset walk on Thursday, something the couple often did together.
A key inflation gauge tracked by the Fed slowed in February. On Wall Street, stocks gained today. The Dow closed up 415 points. The NASDAQ rose 208 points. Now this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
U.S. Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, has been released from a hospital. His office says, according to a doctor, his depression is now in remission. Fetterman is expected to return to the Senate in mid-April. The FDA and CDC are blaming flour for a salmonella outbreak that sickened a dozen people in 11 states.
Most of those who got sick had eaten raw dough or batter made with flour. Keith Schneider is a professor of food science at the University of Florida's Emerging Pathogens Institute in Gainesville.
Practice good safety techniques in the kitchen. Don't eat raw or uncooked products and you should be good to go.
He tells CBS News that flour makers are making changes because of these kinds of infections.
There are certain brands that are making pasteurized or heat-treated flours now because of some recent outbreaks over the last several years.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The military says service members who died when two U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopters crashed in Kentucky Wednesday night ranged in age from 23 to 36 and were from seven states. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Nearly 3 years after the death of George Floyd during his arrest, the Minneapolis City Council has approved an agreement with the Minnesota Department of Human Rights to revamp policing. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says the agreement is a start to reforming the department.
The agreement isn't change in and of itself, but it charts a clear roadmap to it. And there's a whole lot of work that went into this agreement.
California may soon say goodbye to diesel semi-trucks.
The EPA is giving the state the power to ban heavy trucks that run on diesel fuel. But trucking advocates are worried about the mandate. Matt Schrapp with the Harbor Trucking Association says all electric trucks have limited range and there aren't currently enough charging stations.
There is nowhere to fuel this equipment, and that really becomes the main concern.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
California already aims to have all cars and light trucks sold in the state be zero emission by 2035.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
CBS's Jared Hill says three men's teams are making their first appearance at the Final Four in Houston this weekend.
That would be the Miami Hurricanes, the San Diego State Aztecs, and number 9 seed Florida Atlantic. The UConn Huskies round out a Final Four that left millions of shattered brackets across the nation. UConn will face a huge challenge from a Miami team that knocked off powerhouse Texas to get to the big dance. Miami coach Jim Larrañaga has been to the Final Four before with Cinderella George Mason in 2006.
Before the season ever began, you dream about that. And our players have been dreaming about it a long time.
Florida Atlantic has now won 11 games in a row, 35 for the season. The Owls will face San Diego State in another semifinal on Saturday.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, March 31st, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.